Thanks for being with us. Health can destroy wealth. A vast majority of personal bankruptcies are caused by medical problems. That's a recent analysis from the American Journal of Public Health. Other surveys come to a similar conclusion, noting that medical issues are the number one cause of bankruptcies. More on what's happening from Katie Hill, editor at MarketWatch. Katie, what do we have?
Medical problems. More than two in three bankruptcies are caused by medical problems, and that's not just bills. It's also income loss due to illness. So, you know, your bills pile up, you're sick, maybe you lose your job, and then you lose the income from your job. So it's really this big factor that they're all related to medical problems, but it's not just the bills. It's also that you might lose your job and your income and your insurance also from that illness. And that is what's causing most bankruptcies.
Boy, what are the numbers around that?
Right. So for this, it was two in three bankruptcies are caused by medical problems,
wow,
which is very high. This is from a new study that was published in the American Journal of Public Health. But yeah, two in three bankruptcies caused by medical problems. And what was the most interesting to me is that, you know, even people who are insured and financially comfortable, those people are impacted too. Because again, you know, right, what I was saying before, so a separate study found that the average cost of health care for a typical American family of four, this is somebody with employer-sponsored health insurance, right, was $28,000 for the year. That's a lot, right? And then imagine if you were in an accident, you had a prolonged illness, you couldn't work, you lost your job, you lost that insurance that came with it, and that's what happened. So people who maybe they do have a little savings, they have an employer-sponsored, health insurance plan, even they end up in bankruptcy sometimes because of things like this.
Boy.
Yeah.
I mean,
depressing.
That's employer-sponsored.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's average, so this might be skewed by someone who has a really, had a really bad year health-wise. But again, right, like co-pays, deductibles, you end up in a big surgery or something and you go out of your network or whatever, and you're paying a lot more. Like, just because you have insurance now, it doesn't mean you're not paying a ton of money, right? So
that's unbelievable. I mean,
I know.
What is wrong with this picture?
A lot.
So
a lot.
Yeah. I mean, so, and we're not prepared for this.
No. We're definitely not prepared for this, right? 4 in 10 Americans don't have the savings to cover an unexpected $400 expense. That's according to the Federal Reserve. 1 in 4 skipped necessary medical care in the past year because they couldn't afford the cost. So, yeah, I mean, not only is the cost quite high, we pay our premiums, we pay co-pays, we pay deductibles, we pay out-of-pockets, it's a lot of money. Sometimes your insurance plan isn't all that great. Many issues, right? And then we're not prepared for the cost either. So, yeah, it's not good.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Hill, editor at MarketWatch.